questions at 410-356-0838 or on the internet at www.hstakes.com. When the stakes are high, get a high-stakes solutions expert, since it makes no sense to gamble on technology. Waking Up America is a radio magazine heard exclusively on KFNX every Monday at 8 a.m. We, the editors and guests, celebrate causing powerful and playful planetary conversations that make a difference. Waking Up in America rocks with great ideas, information, fabulous relationships, and progressively provocative interviews. This is one program you don't want to miss. So please, join us every Monday at 8 a.m. for an hour of fun, information, and inquiry.
The top and bottom of every hour. Listening to Arizona's Talk Alternative, offering the most unique programming. 1100 KFNX, Renaissance Radio.
Tell the Truth Faster is back. Here's Stuart Altshuler.
Hi, this is Stuart Altshuler. Welcome back to the show. This is Tell the Truth Faster. Today we're actually using that as our title for today's show. And dealing with the concept of holistic health, complementary therapies, and how that fits into a philosophy that I adhere to personally as well as professionally as a psychotherapist, which is a holistic and balanced approach to the work that we're all doing on ourselves and how we live. So our guest today is Wayne McDonald, www.123relax.com. And one thing he was telling me during the break was that this website, in terms of holistic resources, is one of the most
it's one of the most active discussion boards out there. There are discussion boards on many websites. The problem is a lot of times people post a question and they might get a response in a week or a month, if they even get a response. I'm proud to say that I've actively worked with all of our practitioners that are online to answer the question, and I try to get them to answer within 1 to 2 days. Mm-hmm. And for that reason, most questions get from 5 to 30 answers on a health condition.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's an amazing thing, because if you think about what it would cost somebody to go to each individual practitioner for a consult, you know, and maybe even find out after paying for it that it wasn't even the right, you know, approach for them and stuff, this is a way to kind of, you know, get a smorgasbord response and and you probably, I would assume, find out about things that they never even knew existed as possibilities for treatment.
Yeah, plus we can also refer, if they decide that they want to try acupuncture, then we can find them an acupuncturist that is in their area. Mm-hmm. Or if they read the as I said before, you're at choice.
Mm-hmm.
And you can make a decision and say, okay, I don't like the idea of somebody putting needles in me, but maybe I'll try a chiropractor.
Okay, good.
The bottom line is, what is going to get the patient or the client, what is going to get them the fastest way to help them move through their health problem.
Mm-hmm.
Quick one I can try to give to you is, as a massage therapist in the past 10 years, I had one of my clients that was in his late 50s, and he had a lot of body pain, arthritis, and was on a lot of pain pills. And when he first came to me, he just said, well, I thought you turned 50 and you're supposed to be in body pain. You're supposed to be just old and cranky.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I don't believe so. And
it's a choice.
It was a choice, and he didn't know there was options.
Mm-hmm.
And after just working with him with 4 sessions, he got off of his medication, and he started dating again, and got out of retirement and started working again.
Wow.
So that was what had happened with him. Everybody has their own story on how much more freedom they can have in their life. But I don't think it's a good choice to just sit back and say, I'm fine, don't worry about me. I'll just live with this back pain and wait in 10 years when I have to have surgery and have to cut it out.
Mm-hmm.
There are other things out there.
Great. I want to tell a little story that I have, but also know that we are taking callers. So if there's anyone out there that wants to call in and ask questions or share on this topic or whatever's going on, feel free to call in. The local number is 602-277-KFNX. The toll-free number is 1-866-277-5369. In the late 70s, I had a really bad case of hepatitis B, and doctor said it was so serious that, you know, he's surprised that I even made it into his office. And I was in the hospital for like 5 weeks. Diagnosed it ultimately as chronic active hepatitis and did biopsies over the following year because he was afraid my liver was going to get cancerous or cirrhosis and stuff. And put me on prednisone, which at that point I didn't know to ask questions. I didn't know that I had a choice, like you were saying. You know, to me it was about, okay, the doctor wants to put me on prednisone. Basically, he said, at an 80% chance of dying if we do nothing, and a 20% chance of dying or a 5% chance of dying if I go on the prednisone. But the side effects of the prednisone for that year I was on it were horrendous. You know, it just was amazing. And finally, a massage therapist actually suggested I do some colonic irrigation, which didn't sound like the most pleasant thing in the world. But in all honesty, after 3 successive colonics within a week's time, the next blood results on my liver profile was the first significant drop in the whole year. And within another 3 weeks, the liver profile was all back to normal, and it's been that way since. So it was kind of like that was the beginning of my understanding that there are other possibilities. And again, it doesn't mean, I mean, I go to doctors and I'm dealing with things too. I'm on meds for the ADD, but it's about balance. I'm also a vegan. I also do rebirthing. It's about putting pieces together that work in your life. What started all this for you, Wayne, if you can share some of that? I mean, how do you get interested in an approach like this? And, were there personal experiences in your life that led you down this road, or what?
I would say two things. First of all, I just knew just within my own self that I was going to be a healer when I was in high school. Mm-hmm. I just knew that myself. What finally pushed it for me to finally go ahead and take massage school and get training was that I went to somebody that does color work, which is like rolfing, and it's basically body structural realignment. And how my body was kind of behaving and acting. Have you ever seen a car that's been rear-ended and struggling kind of sideways?
Mm-hmm.
I had kind of a hip replacement, and it was just kind of how I walked, and every once in a while my back would go out. And I finally had some sessions with a health work practitioner and corrected the problem. And from just having that personal experience, I realized how much I can work with other clients and also educate them about their body. And that's one of the things I have always strived for. If it's anything off on the website or if it's anything personally one-on-one with a client, I want to teach them body awareness. And anybody can learn body awareness. All it means is, how does your body feel today? Okay, you're going to start a new medication. What does your body feel like now after you start that medication? I talk to people and say they're taking vitamins. Great. Okay. Why are you taking vitamins? Well, I don't know. Joe takes them. Well, how's your body feel now that you're taking them? Well, I don't know. Well, you know, on any time that you try something, you really should become body aware. What does it do? What does the acupuncturist do when they help you? What is the medication? That's basically how I've got into this and what I try to strive with my clients and also just opening people's eyes to what's out there, choices.
It's the same thing. That body awareness is something I use in a psychotherapy mode too, and it's the same philosophy. It's about closing your eyes and listening. The body's always giving you cues, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got a feeling in a certain area of your body. What does that remind you of? Well, you know, remind me of the time when I felt very sad. Oh, well, maybe that's what happens to your body when you're feeling sad. But so many people, you know, how do you feel? You know, they can't answer that question, such a simple question. And doing the kind of body work you're talking about, doing the kind of treatments, whatever it is, if you're being attracted to a therapist or to a body worker or whatever, because there is a pain going on. It may be a physical pain, it may be an emotional pain, it may be a psychic pain. You know, something in your life is blocked, and you don't know how to keep it moving or get it moving, and you're not even able to label it. You know, so maybe someday you wake up and say, you know what, I need some help in at least labeling this, at least identifying it. That's telling the truth faster. First thing is, I need help.
The other thing,
lower back pain, I'm not going to deny it anymore.
Stuart.
I'm going to go get it. Go ahead, Wayne.
The other thing I mentioned, and a good thing to mention here, is being a choice is also being a cause of what's going on with your body. When you go to somebody that is in holistic health care, it isn't fix me. It's guide me to become more aware of what's happening. And they can open your eyes and open your body and let you become more aware what is going on in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And you become more active when you work with a holistic health practitioner. And learn, let's say that when somebody starts yelling you at work, all of a sudden something hits you in the neck and you get that pain. Well, maybe you've got to find a way to move it out of your body and not put it there. That one expression that people say, I can't deal with it right now, just put it behind me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what? It'll stay there until you decide to get rid of it.
Yeah.
Either through going to a counselor or having to go to a holistic health practitioner.
Yeah, they put it behind them. It's like a weight that they're carrying on their back. So we're going to go to break now. We'll be back with Wayne McDonald and Tell the Truth Faster, and we'll be taking calls. Thank you.
Tell the Truth Faster. We'll be right back after this station break.
Maybe you think you'd have to settle for the community college down the street, forget a big state university or a private college or one of those expensive Ivy League schools. If you're a parent and you're just biting your nails over which college your child is going to pick, you need the advice of Mike Coy, president of Cash College Consultants. Author Mike Coy will show you ways to get the money you need for your child's college education without taking out costly loans and mortgaging your future. In his newest book, How to Give Your Child a Four-Year College Education Without Going Broke, Mike Coy shows you little-known ways of getting the funding you need without all the red tape. You just need to know where to go, who to talk to, and what questions to ask. He has given talks and seminars on how people like you can play the college funding game and win. Log on to www.cashcollegeconsultants.com for complete details and how you can order the books. That's www.cashcollegeconsultants.com or call toll-free 866-250-MIKE. That's 866-250-MIKE.
Are you a creative type stuck in a boring job?
The Art Institute of Phoenix offers degrees and non-degrees in creative visual arts programs such as animation, graphic design, game art and design, and interior design. If your passion is cooking, the culinary arts program may be right for you.
Turn your passion into a career for your future.
Financial assistance available to eligible students. Call 1-800-474-2479 for more information. Make an appointment to visit the campus. Call 1-800-474-2479 today. Let your imagination run wild at the Art Institute of Phoenix. If you're dreaming about a new career path in the creative visual arts, the Art Institute of Phoenix may be the right place for you. Study animation, graphic design, interior design, game art and design, or even the culinary arts at the Art Institute of Phoenix. Turn your passion into a career for your future. Call 1-800-474-2479 for information. Visit the campus and learn about exciting options. Call 1-800-474-2479 today.
People aren't the only ones who travel. Pets travel too. Every year, an alarming number of accidents are caused by unrestrained pets. At a speed of 30 miles an hour, a 60-pound unrestrained dog can hit the windshield at a force of 1,200 pounds. That's why it's critical to restrain pets in a secured carrier or with the appropriate harness. For more information, visit the American Pet Products Manufacturers Association website at www.appma.org. And remember, for a safe, smooth ride, be sure to secure.
Talk to our expert hosts in the Phoenix area. Call 602-277-KFNX. Outside the Phoenix area, call toll-free 866-277-KFNX.
Tell the Truth Faster is back. Here's Stuart Altshuler.
Welcome back, and I want to thank Eva for singing for us. This is Tell the Truth Faster. I'm Stuart Altshuler. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist in Los Angeles. Calls, the local call line is 602-277-KFNX. The out of the Phoenix area, toll-free line is 1-866-277-5369. We're here talking with Wayne McDonald today, who is the founder of a website dealing with as a holistic resource directory called 123relax.com. And we were talking about personal experiences that got us on this journey. And Wayne was talking about, it's not just about people who are in need of consultation. It's also an incredible site for practitioners who are looking for a way to get themselves out there even more also. And you have it divided up to something like 30 different categories and services and stuff that people can be listed under, which I think it needs to be known out there that people can actually go onto the site and actually be listed as a practitioner too. Right?
That's correct. We have listings from England, Australia, Canada, and the U.S. And we have over 2,000 practitioners listed online at this time. Visitors to the site will also be able to see calendar events. So if they're looking for a health expo in their area, we have a current listing. I think right now, there's several things I've taken a personal interest on my website. We have the one and only active expo calendar on the internet.
A what? Say it again?
The one and only active expo calendar.
Okay, expo calendar.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're looking for a holistic health expo, looking for a health fair that's going on during a weekend in your state. We have an expo calendar online. I've worked with several of the individual organizations that put on the expo throughout the U.S. and Canada, and I am linked their site and they're linked to me, and I get the current date as they happen. We also have hundreds of articles online, and also, as I mentioned, our discussion board. So it's a good resource that costs anybody anything. It's also a great place for the practitioners to get listed and to get exposure for their business. People are trying to find people in all different areas and all different backgrounds.
You know, I had an ADD moment a little while ago, and it was something I'd wanted to say, and it went totally out of my head, but it just came back. The whole concept of therapy and treatment, you were talking before about that guy that thought, well, I turned 50,
mm-hmm.
and we're supposed to be in pain, and this is the way we're supposed to live the rest of our lives. You know, people keep going to doctors. You know, I have a philosophy that the whole purpose of therapy is to get out of therapy. I know that there are forms of therapy that encourage many visits a week and goes on. A lot of people just assume it's going to happen for the rest of their lives. And the practitioners you're talking about also, I mean, it's about self-empowerment. To me, that's what psychotherapy is about. Not about looking to, this is the other thing often you said about some people going to a practitioner and saying, heal me, and when I think about a healer, it's somebody who's a guide, it's not somebody that has some magical powers to do something that makes the difference. It's somebody that is a guide to help us get in touch with our own resources, to help start identifying our own intuitive powers, to help start listening to our own inner voices that really are very wise and very loving and very compassionate. And so to me, the point of therapy being to get out of therapy, it's also about self-empowering, about helping people feel like
there is a sense of balance in their life, that the voices and the patterns that have been repeated over and over again, whether they be psychological or physical, you know, that all of a sudden there's been a break in that process. And there's a different level of aliveness and vitality and energy. And you know what, even if there is an illness, I mean, you and I have been through this AIDS thing, you know, for unfortunately too many years, and have been there with a lot of friends. But you know what, the friends of mine that have had AIDS, that have died, that really had this consciousness, lived every day without the doom and the gloom. It doesn't mean they didn't get sad. It doesn't mean they didn't get angry. It doesn't mean that they didn't get depressed and isolated at times. But they were aware that they were doing that, and they were desiring to move through it. And it was even the difference of being on that journey with a sense of empowerment and acceptance and grace, or struggling through it. And that death process being very familiar to very often the way many of us live our lives, struggling against surrender, against just accepting, and knowing that from acceptance you then can allow change to occur. Accepting doesn't mean things are forever going to be horrible. It means this is my reality right now. Now what can I do with it? What can I do about it? Does that make sense?
Well, definitely. The other thing too, for somebody that is being a caregiver, realize that it's a wonderful place to be at.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to be a sad, depressing place. It can be a wonderful journey for the caregiver. They have to be open in a very positive way of the place that they've been given to be able to help someone.
Mm-hmm.
And to enjoy the journey for what it is, and take the emotions out of it, and just enjoy the moment and the time that you are with somebody.
Great. Well, we're here with Wayne McDonald. This is Stuart Altshuler and Tell the Truth Faster. We're going to go to break, and stay around, and we'll see you in a few minutes. Thank you.
Tell the Truth Faster. We'll be right back after this station break.
God has directed the affairs of man throughout the centuries and continues to do so even at this very moment. The Crown is Faith Hour with Stephen Sanders is broadcast every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m. and explains how the Crown is Faith helps persons learn to hear and obey that still small voice within. 81 years young, with nearly 40 years of daily moment-to-moment living through divine revelation, Stephen Sanders will speak to your heart and mind to bring absolute reality to your spiritual life. To order a personal copy of the Crown is Faith Hour, to learn more about the Crown is Faith, or to preview a copy of Mr. Sanders' book, To Him Who Conquers, please write The Crown is Faith, Post Office Box Drawer 13148, Phoenix, Arizona 85002-3148, or email crownisfaith@earthlink.net.
Hey, this is Joe Michaels, host of Occupying Your Space, offering a spiritual and energetic perspective on living your daily life with clear intent and true purpose. Learn to reconnect with self, earth, and the divine to create a healthier energy system. Improve your physical and emotional health, relationships, self-esteem, and take your next steps towards a happier, healthier life. I invite you to listen with an open mind and a light-hearted spirit. Occupying Your Space, Saturdays, 3 to 4 p.m. here on KFNX.
Medicine 2K with Dr. Alan Miles is on live every Saturday afternoon from 4 to 4:30 here on KFNX. If you're looking for a talk show covering all areas of medicine, including cutting-edge therapies for the 21st century, you need to listen to Medicine 2K. Dr. Miles is a diplomat of the American Board of Anti-Aging and has practiced as a physician in the Sun City area for more than 20 years. His show will feature world-renowned guests, get the facts straight from the experts. Got a health question? Listen to the Medicine 2K Saturdays from 4 to 4:30 right here on AM 1100 KFNX.
You're listening to Arizona's Talk Alternative, offering the most unique program, 1100 KFNX, Renaissance Radio.
Tell the Truth Faster is back. Here's Stuart Altshuler.
Hi, welcome back to Tell the Truth Faster. This is Stuart Altshuler. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist, and we are talking today with Wayne McDonald, who is the creator and founder of a website, called 123relax.com, a international holistic resource directory. And we are talking about how the issues around a holistic approach to psychotherapy is reflected in our lives also in terms of how we take care of our bodies, how any tool that's meant for growth and change is also meant for empowerment, and that's what we've been talking about. How I want to ask you, Wayne, actually, how many of these service providers do you make use of here locally?
Do I use?
Yeah. What sort of things are you doing in your life?
Why I started the directory.
Mm-hmm.
As a massage therapist, I got to know too many of these people. And I started the directory as a resource. I myself have personally experienced all different kinds of work. I've gone through my own process of just being more body aware.
Mm-hmm.
I've worked with the reversers. I've worked with...
No. Go ahead.
Chiropractors. I've also worked with network spinal analysis, a different form of chiropractic work. I would say there's probably been about 10 or 15 different kinds of holistic health practitioners I've worked with. Several of them I use as resources on a regular basis just to keep myself, what I call, in balance.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm more effective in my mind sphere so I can be effective when I work.
Right. I want to thank Wayne for being with us today and talk for a few minutes. Wayne, I really am very grateful that you've shared this first show with me. Again, not just because we've known each other for so long, but because I think we may not see each other very often here in L.A., but it's because we're both very busy doing very similar things. And I really want to acknowledge what you've done in creating this service, really encourage people to check out your website and do their own homework and their own research about what not just your website has to offer, but what these various modalities are about, and to really make a commitment to their own growth. People get uncomfortable with the word healing, but growth, change is about healing.
I do want to also add real quickly, too, mm-hmm. It also means group workshop.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean the self-help one directly, but if you can find a workshop and learn something new, do it. I really encourage it.
Yeah, I agree with you, and I know that people can find a listing of workshops on the site, too. So I really want to thank you and for sharing this milestone in my life, too, with me today. So I'll be speaking with you soon. So, thank you. So, also, as some closing thoughts here, I have a few minutes left. I started this series of shows with this, talking about holistic health, complementary therapies, because, like I've been saying, my own approach as a psychotherapist reflects the journey I've been on in my own life. I think it's very important that people are willing to take risks. All of us take risks in so many ways that are very self-destructive. And in future shows, I'll be dealing with a lot of those issues. But I think the greatest risk people can take is the risk of feeling what's going on inside us, feeling the things we hide from, the things we're not willing to tell the truth about, even to ourselves. And when we do know it, the risk of speaking our truth, knowing what that truth is, knowing when it really is coming from spirit or from a higher place, and when it's our fear. There are a lot of issues and topics we'll be dealing with over the next few months. There's a website, tellthetruthfaster.com, which does already list, the topics coming up, and a way to email me and get in touch with me. I'd be glad to hear from you, your reactions to the show, positive or negative. Next week, actually, I'm going to take a risk. The show's going to be on intimacy and relationships. And I'm not going to have a guest because this is something I've been doing workshops on for years. And so tune in next week to either see me fall flat on my face doing the whole thing on my own or watch me fly. Okay? Thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you next week. Tell your friends about us and check out the website, tellthetruthfaster.com.
Tell the Truth Faster, hosted by Stuart Altshuler, is broadcast live every